News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, Pat Rabbit, former Labour Party leader. First question, it seems there'll be five names on the ballot paper, but is Michael D. Higgins beatable?
Yeah, it looks like five names, and it looks like there won't be more than five names, but that could change. The answer to your question, I think, is that, of course, he is beatable in any election. It is not a foregone conclusion, but he's in a very strong position. His poll figures would show that, and I think that's because of his reputation. Including his reputation in the office of president.
A lot of people say he's been auditioning for re-election for 7 years. He's had a good platform.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough commentary. But the fact of the matter is he has demonstrated good judgment. He has known when to push out the boundaries while staying within the constitution. Mm. And I think He has done what it said on the 10.
Yeah, but he was very lucky last time because of all the Tweetgate and all of that stuff. He was in the right place at the right time, and the hue and cry was on away from him, and he got elected quietly behind everybody else.
I wouldn't argue with that, really. I think that's a fair enough assessment. In politics, you need a bit of luck. He did have luck, but could I proffer the explanation that because he had been 40 years in public life, I think it was inevitable that the scrutiny was going to be of candidates about whom we didn't know 40 years in the public eye.
But the intensity of that scrutiny did take attention away from him, took the spotlight off him. This time, Pat Rabbit, he will very much be under the spotlight. And one of the most awkward questions he'll have to answer is, you said you're only going to run for one term, now you're running for a second one. You want to be there for 14 years.
Well, I think he's changed his mind. I think he's entitled to change his mind. I think he's in better physical condition now than he was 7 years ago. You remember he had a problem with his knee, which was attended to after he was elected. Mm. I think he's in great physical shape. And some of the bits I read, you know, are ominous sounding, by God, we're going to get him this time. Mm. But, you know, what does that mean? I don't think you're going to expose that President Michael D. Higgins is a rat.
Like, for
example,
his comments,
something
like that. He didn't turn up at the Redmond anniversary memorial, whatever it was, at the commemoration. He was singing the praises of a mass murderer called Fidel Castro. Those kinds of things are not going to trip him up.
Well, I mean, people know Michael D. Higgins' political perspective and his philosophy. He has been a human rights activist all his life. He has been consistent in terms of what he believes. I don't know why he didn't turn up to the Redmond event. I saw the explanation from the Oris, which was to the effect that he had a diary problem. Mm. If the implication is that somehow Michael D. Higgins had reservations about democratic politics as compared to physical force politics, well, I don't think there's any doubt about where he stands on that. He is a Democrat. His character has been tested.
Mm. And, well, a lot of people would say the diary explanation was a little bit ropey. Let's go to Sean Gallagher briefly, Pat. He got 500,000 votes last time out, and that was after a disastrous last-minute hitch for him. He was firm favourite to become president. Do you think he can repeat that this time, or is the fact that he's disappeared for 7 years and hasn't been seen in the spotlight at all, in the media spotlight at all in the past 7 years, is that going to be a handicap for him?
Well, he performed very strongly the last time. It certainly surprised many people. It is important to put it into context in that we were in extraordinary difficulty at the time. The world had just fallen apart. The government had disintegrated. Mm. And, you know, there was an anti-political and anti-politics mood. And he was he handled that very, he handled that and promoted himself as an independent very well. Mm. It came unstuck when it became to be established that he had close links with Fianna Fáil, who was in very bad odour at the time. But he got the Fianna Fáil vote, it seems to me. Mm. On this occasion, the Fianna Fáil party has decided to endorse the candidacy of Michael D. Higgins. What influence that will have, I don't know. What influence the point you make about him having disappeared from the radar in the 7 years will have, I don't know. You know, until the nominations close and we get a first take on this, it's difficult to say. He did very well on the last occasion. Has the mood of the country changed?
Okay.
Has the mood of the country been conditioned by the fact that they have seen Michael D. Higgins function in office?
Very finally, Pat, run out of time. Just briefly, if we can. Is this going to be a two-horse race, or will the Sinn Féin candidate be a serious challenger here?
I think the Sinn Féin candidate is about promoting the party. And if the return is anything in excess of, or significantly in excess of, Martin McGuinness's 14%, then it will be hailed as a significant result for Sinn Féin. But do I see Sinn Féin being in the shakedown as the election proceeds? I don't think so.
Okay, you heard it here, folks. I'm off to Paddy Powers after this one. Pat Rabbit, former Labour Party leader, thanks very, very much for that analysis.